Chapter 22. "Think we cut it a little close," he said. "That's what makes it work for us," she said. "I lose the feeling if we don't stay close to the edge." "I know," he said. They were silent for a moment, holding hands on the couch with a pitcher of martinis. "As long as we keep control," he said. "It was difficult to stop touching when those kids showed up." "But we did it," she said. "Yes," he said. "I thought about killing them, too." She shook her head emphatically. "No," she said. "We're not doing random slaughter. That would be like a gangbang, you know? Where's the love in a gangbang?" "I know," he said. "I'm just telling you how I nearly lost control. Of course, I always nearly lose control, but that's part of it, to give ourselves to it, to let it possess us entirely, and then, at the very verge of the abyss, assert our will." He sipped his martini. "Sort of like this," he said. "Martinis. You like them so much you want to drink a dozen, but if you do, the precise joy of a perfect martini is gone. You might as well slug gin from the bottle," she said. "So, we shouldn't hurry," he said. "No, but we can start focusing in on the next one." He leaned over and kissed her gently on the mouth. "Let's go to the videotape," he said.